about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Richard from Overton, Nevada writes, Doctor, how do you prevent long-term post-traumatic stress disorder? What should they be doing with the survivors of the Theater 9 shooting? You're seeing, in the wake of this horrible tragedy, many issues come up on our mental health system and how lacking it is and how we're not going to be able to help the survivors of what happened in a rural Colorado and how lacking our mental health care system is in that we weren't able to screen somebody like James Holmes and pluck him out of society before he could do something so drastic. We're going to kind of talk about that. But, you know, how do you prevent post-traumatic stress disorder? I mean, first and foremost, avoid, you know, the trauma. I don't see how anybody who survived that isn't going to still be shaken up or have some sort of anxiety, insomnia, fear of movie theaters, fear of people in masks, fear of smoke or tear gas. I mean, this is extremely traumatizing. Look at your pets. You know, something spooks your pet. Most likely they're spooked by it. For a long time thereafter. That is your body's defense mechanism. All right. If your body incurred some major trauma, as a defense mechanism, your mind isn't going to want you to re-enter that, be involved in that position again. Like, for example, car accidents. You know, when I was in multiple car accidents, when I moved to L.A., I had been away from L.A. for so long and never learned how to drive in L.A. that when I moved to L.A., I was in multiple car accidents when I was trying to go to school at UCLA. I didn't want to get back into a car. I had, like, 3 car accidents in 4 months. And my husband was like, but you got to drive. I mean, you got to get to school. I'm like, I'll take the bus, but I am not getting back in a car. There is no way. No way. I'll pass. And, of course, you know, we had to do desensitization therapy, and I was back in the car within a day. But I was really scared about driving on those freeways. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. And, that was my body's way of trying to prevent, me from getting into another accident. Also, I probably needed a couple, you know, driving courses. But I got to tell you, those California highways, I'm still nervous. Even me now in my 40s driving. Unfortunately, with people who, you know, sustain a rape or molestation or, a robbery or a shooting such as this, sometimes they can never recover. You need to institute therapy right away. And not just pills. I know a lot of times we'll go to the medications, and sometimes you have to. I mean, if these people are shaking and crying and are in a complete spiral because they just saw their friend shot or they saw children being killed and they escape with their lives. Yes, we're probably going to give them some anxiolytics. We're probably going to calm them down with some Valium, some Xanax, etc. Maybe some antidepressants to help them cope. But that's not good enough. You really need some long-term therapy, whether it be psychotherapy, whether it be cognitive therapy, exposure therapy, many different types of therapies, behavioral therapy. But you know, what these counselors should do if we have enough of them is to, you know, have these people not suppress it and, you know, repress what happened. They need to talk about it. Talk about why they were scared, why they were fearful. Do they feel empowered? What they think they would do, you know, next time around? Do they feel, they need to talk about their feelings. How do they feel about death? How do they feel about the people that got shot? They need to. And they're going to cry more, and it's going to hurt more. But sometimes you need to cut to heal. You know, like we see with, ulcers and decubitus ulcers and dead tissue. Sometimes you got to cut out that dead tissue in order for new tissue to heal. You know, when they do these psychotherapy sessions or these cognitive therapy sessions, they're going to have to work through it. They may not be ready day one. They may not be ready day three, but they need to. And then probably the therapy later on would include, bringing them back into a theater, bringing them around masked people. I mean, this is frightening. We know AMC theaters, since this happened, said, all right, nobody's coming to the theater in a mask and a cape. None of that. You could see Batman, that's fine, but nobody's dressing up. And for those of you that haven't heard, how it happened, it was extremely frightening. This James Holmes, 24-year-old, PhD student who was currently dropping out of the University of Colorado, known as an honor roll student, never really having a run-in with the law except for an occasional traffic violation, complete sicko as far as I'm concerned, and we're going to talk about that. I don't think the death penalty is good enough. I'd love to hear from you, what should be done with people like this. You know, Jared Loughner, this James Holmes, they get to probably get thrown into mental institutions with pretty grass and nurses feeding them and, I don't know, getting to play checkers. And no, he better not plead insanity on this one. If he is, he's too insane to be living in this society, and he shouldn't be here. I think the death penalty is too soft. All I have to do is go to sleep. No. It better be worse than that. So I want to ask you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, what should be done to this guy? I tell you. And I know I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to be talking about, ways people should die. But, why would he do this? Everyone's like, well, what was his motive? First, the guy was a loon, so he wouldn't have a logical motive to begin with, right? But number two, maybe some of these people, I mean, look at his mugshot. Look how smug he is. Just like Jared Loughner, who did the massacre in Tempe where Congresswoman Giffords was shot and multiple people were killed. They look smug. It's almost like they want to go down in history as being a villain. And they probably think the worst thing that's going to happen to them is the lethal injection, and they get to go to sleep, and it's over. Maybe it shouldn't happen that way. Maybe they should be having a life of miserable pain. I mean, we were trying to figure out what we could do. Rip out nose hairs on a daily basis. I'm trying to think. No sodomy. That's not nice. That's not good enough. I just think lethal injection, too soft. One state does firing squad, but I still don't think that's not enough because they get killed instantly. Somebody like this, people need to know they have to pay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And Android users, we have a free Dr. Dahlia app. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the icon and you'll be able to download the Dr. Dahlia app for your Droid phone or any other phones that Android phones market. Unfortunately, I have an iPhone, so I don't know all the Android-type phones. I need to learn, but an iPhone app should be coming out soon. But right now, it's only for Android. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, you were just talking about the shootings in Colorado. And do you think on a psychological level it would stop these people from doing these shootings if a law, we legally changed their name to dumbass and just gave them a number?
Yes. No, more. No. We need to do a heck of a lot more. Everybody's asking, why would he do something like this? Why would he calculate? Why would he, booby trap his apartment so that he could kill multiple, so he could kill multiple police officers? By the way, it sounds like they were able to find the tripwire and disarm that. This guy's a sicko. But, when you try to profile these people, this is what we were talking about on the show yesterday. Very difficult. I mean, he's not a criminal. Doesn't appear to have done anything sadistic prior in his life. He was a student in San Diego. He was a student at the University of Colorado. From what we understand, he was kind of an honor roll student, antisocial, quiet, loved Guitar Hero, played a lot of video games. How many young men, 24-year-old men, like to sit on the computer? I mean, most of us do, women too. Everything's now all about computers and social media and Facebook and World of Warcraft and Old Republic and Battleship 5 or whatever they call them, Babylon 5. That's Jerry Dole show. I love Jerry Dole. But anyway, there's so many, so many things that preoccupy people in their house, trying to screen out who the antisocial people could be. I'm saying right now, I think, the majority of people are turning antisocial. We were talking about yesterday how, sometimes people find their friends to be absolute idiots, and sometimes they're right, drinking, getting high, doing stupid things, and maybe they prefer to be alone. Would all antisocial type behavior people do something like this? Absolutely not. This guy, we don't know what motivated him. They say there was an old comic strip back in the 80s. A Batman comic strip where somebody was listening to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven backwards, trying to find a message to Satan. This was in the comic strip. A Batman comic strip decides to go and shoot up a movie theater, killing three people. It was a pornographic movie about Satan. And, they think if this guy was such a fanatic with Batman, dressing up like the Joker and putting on a mask like Bane and, dressing up in all the gear and the garb, maybe he was inspired by this comic strip from the 80s. We don't know what motivated him, but what we do know is this guy is cookie. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got John on the line. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. What's up?
I never had the chicken pox before. I'm 40.
Okay,
and my grandmother ended up having shingles. I didn't know what it was until she went to the doctor. Now, can I be exposed to the shingles virus?
Absolutely.
Not the shingles, to the chickenpox virus.
Through her shingles, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you something, John. This is what I would recommend you do. I'd recommend you get a blood test to check for your varicella titers or your chickenpox titers. And I tell you why. I can't tell you how many adults come to me worried because their wife has shingles or a loved one has shingles. They've never had chickenpox, so they're afraid they're going to get adult chickenpox, which is pretty scary. And they actually were exposed to chickenpox. They just never came down with the illness. Now, the reason why I tell you to do that is if you have antibodies to the chickenpox, which is probably why you never came down with it, you might have had something mild and you never broke out, then you're going to be immune and you don't have to worry when somebody has shingles, because shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. However, if you have no titers and no antibodies, I would tell you to go and get vaccinated.
Okay, what did you call the blood work?
They're called varicella, varicella. So I would get varicella titers, or just ask your doctor for the chickenpox titers. It's a blood test, and it'll tell you if you have enough IgG or immunity to varicella, which I'm finding seems to be the case, which is why so many people said, Dahlia, for 40 years I've never had the chicken pox. I've never been exposed. Well, you were exposed. You just never came down with it. You see?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And what's the dormant? Is that the right word? How long does the virus stay dormant in you?
Lifelong. Yeah.
If I was exposed to it, let's say 8 days ago, is it
Oh, you would have probably already reacted. You would have probably, within a week, already started to have the vesicles. They usually start on the chest, and then they go down the abdomen and the legs, et cetera. You'd get a fever. Unfortunately, you know, the older you are, chickenpox becomes much more severe. But, you know, if it's been 8 days, now, and the other thing, too, is maybe you weren't completely exposed. I mean, as long as you are touching, you know, we tell all shingles patients to cover up the lesions. They're not going to give it to you by breathing on you. So, you know, if her lesions were covered up, then, you know, there's a good chance you weren't exposed, as long as you weren't, you know, picking at them and examining them and, you know, which would be kind of disgusting,
okay,
John.
Great.
Yeah. All right, John. So good luck with that. But definitely get your titers checked because there's a chance you may already be immune. If not, get vaccinated. Okay?
Chickenpox titers. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that, John. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like the letters, there's 1-877-362-3254. So we're going to be switching gears in a few minutes, but just to kind of close on this horrible tragedy, and our hearts and prayers are with all the victims and families and friends of those who were killed in Aurora, Colorado, watching the Batman premiere. I don't think you could pick these people out of a lineup, pick these people out and know that they would do something like this. I mean, when you have somebody like this, James Nichols, 24 years old, who's a quiet PhD student in neuroscience. I mean, you know, somebody that goes into the neurosciences is pretty smart, pretty cerebral. He's not going to be hanging out with the people like me in the back of the class giggling and joking, you know, going to the wall up in Reno like we used to, right, and hang out. No, he's going to, you know, look at us and shut up, be antisocial and you know, hit the books. I mean, neuroscience is a tough topic. True, he was dropping out, but you know, you're going to see you know, multiple sources now in the media try to identify what he's like, and I'm a little worried that a lot of antisocial people are now going to be looked at as, you know, future assassins, and that's not the case. You're also going to see multiple stories coming out discussing how our mental health system is very taxed, and how there may not be enough people to deal with. I mean, we already know that in the military, there's not enough mental health services for our, you know, veterans coming back, you know, with post-traumatic stress disorder and, you know, coming back from, you know, seeing their friends blown up and their comrades and, you know, undergoing amputations, et cetera. We don't have enough people. Is it money? Yeah. I think a big part of it. I don't think the psychiatric profession and the psychology profession attracts enough people. Many insurance companies don't pay. I've known so many people that wanted to get a degree in psychology, but they really can't find work. It's almost impossible to just open up a practice and hope people come to you. You know, I mean, and, you know, usually you spend a good hour with each patient. How much can you charge? If insurance companies don't add you to the list, how much can you charge? So many people that want to go into this field, they can't afford to go into this field. They won't get paid. Patients can't pay them. And insurance companies don't pay. Not enough to cover an hour. I mean, you know, if you're seeing 6-7 people a day and insurance companies may only pay you maybe, you know, $30-$40, and you have to have an office, you have to have a staff, plus your liability, that it's not going to cut it. Now, we have a huge problem with psychiatric services and psychological services. You know, and, you know, what we were discussing yesterday, how to go back, you know, should we screen everybody? Should we screen everybody for, you know, mental health disease and you know, would-be assassins? I don't know how. And where would you do it? You know, this age group, these people in their 20s, a 24-year-old man usually doesn't go to the doctor. Maybe he gets a sore throat. But usually men only go to the doctor when their wives make them, when they're in their 30s and 40s. You know, you really don't see the average 20-some-year-old male unless he has an STD. Girls, they'll go for the pap smears and birth control, but not all of them. So who screens these people? You know, they just, you know, melt into society and they navigate through society. Then they sit and plan in their apartment and then they buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. Then they go and buy Glocks and semi-automatic weapons. And then they decide to open fire after throwing tear gas into a studio. These people, I mean, there's some real sick people out there. Don't go away. I see your calls coming. Stay on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy? The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Lacey on the line. Hey, Lacey, how you doing?
Oh, my name is Gracie.
Oh, hi, Gracie. Sorry, sweetie. Yeah, how you doing,
no
honey?
No problem. I'm doing fine. Well, I want to tell you, I spent the night, which I usually do, watching all the news stations, right? On TV, I fast forward them, right? And all I see is this man's picture on TV. And it's really aggravating me. I woke up this morning and I'm ready to get the TV and throw it in the garbage, right? because they are making a celebrity out of this man. You put him on TV with this stupid smile on his face, and he's on every channel like that. And I was thinking the next time I would like to see this man on TV, maybe he should be in an electric chair, and we could show the whole world what you do to people, what we should do to people who do this. Now, the man is not crazy. If you're smart enough to do what you did with your house and buying all that stuff, you're not crazy. You are evil.
Exactly. Exactly. This is somebody that's why if they try to pull what they did with Jared Loughner, an insanity plea, that's still no excuse. And that doesn't mean he, you know, as far as I'm concerned, still gets to live. I mean, then we have an insane person, if that's what they want to say it, quote unquote, that, kills people. And, you know, is, that's sadistic. And, no, I agree with you 100%. I think they are glorifying these villains that we have. And it sounds like he, with his smug picture, he wanted to be found. It didn't even sound like he was trying to escape. It's like he wanted to be found. He wants to go down in history as the man that, you know, massacred a bunch of people in cold blood in a movie theater. And I think, you know, to thwart any future assassins from wanting to do this and become heroes, they have to know when they get caught, it's not going to be as easy as a lethal injection. It is going to be one of the cruelest deaths we could possibly think of that we could legally do. And yeah, publicize it. They want publicity? Absolutely. Why don't you throw that up there on the screens? I agree with you, Gracie.
Okay, thank you, because you made my day, because I am like a crazy woman over here, right? And that's the thing, I don't kill bugs. Bugs don't bother me. I throw them out of the house, right? I see no reason we have to kill anything in this world, right? But when somebody hurts a child,
right,
and somebody does what this man did, right, they don't deserve to be on this earth.
No.
And I will be, I'm an old lady, I'll be there before all of you. I will tell God that I take responsibility for everybody.
Gracie.
Because I'm the one that started it.
Gracie, you're such a sweet, how old are you? Gracie, how old are you?
I'm 73.
Oh, God bless you, sweetheart. Oh, I love your spunk.
No, I really am aggravated with this because we make these people heroes.
That's right.
And there's no reason for this. We have to stop this nonsense. You rape a child, we cut your balls. Well, my thing was, and I think I'm going to have to run for Congress, is you hang him in the middle of town from his balls, and you'll see the next guy, you'll think twice.
Oh, Gracie, God bless you, honey. All right, I got to let you go before we get an FCC fine. But, Gracie, you're right. All right, God bless you, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. Is that,
have a good day.
You too. Bye. You have a great day, honey. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. You know, John Hinckley Jr., you know, shoots the president, you know, Ronald Reagan. He gets 30 years in an insane asylum, I believe, has the possibility, probably a parole. And what does he do when he gets to take outside jaunts? He goes to the library, looks up books of assassins, and he's probably trying to find pictures of himself. You know, he probably thinks he's a hero. And I'm like, I'm going to see if I'm here and glorified. I agree. I mean, we're giving him exactly what he wanted, and other sickos out there that are planning the same thing, going, well, I'm going to come up with a better attack than he did, and then I'm going to be on the news for 3 weeks. You know, oh, and if you plan it on a Friday, then you get all weekend coverage. Because, you know, a lot of news happens on the weekend. So I'll get first front billing the whole. You don't know what makes these people tick. And you can't use logic to figure it out, because these people weren't using logic. But, yeah, he has some level of competency for him to be able to buy the ammunition, buy the guns, plan this out. This isn't an incompetent individual and should not be deemed incompetent to stand trial. I think he's sick. I think he has no place in this society, and I don't see how he could reform and how you could trust him. I mean, they know how to, they, you know, when we're talking about screening, an individual like this is very smart, crafty, you know, calculates his moves. You try to screen a person like this, he'll know how to get out of the screen. Well, sir, are you planning on shooting anybody in the near future? No. Well, then that's good. Okay, next. You know, I'm just, as you can see, I'm speechless. To see some, and it's scary because we were talking about yesterday, how do you protect yourself in a situation like this? One of my listeners was like, what do you do? Do you duck down? He was shooting people as they were trying to exit. I don't know. You know, you're hearing cases from survivors where they, you know, one tried to play dead, but that didn't work because people were trampling all over him. If you ran towards the exit, Mr. Nichols was shooting at you. So if you try to duck down, you're getting trampled by other people. You don't know if he's going to start walking up the aisles shooting people. Now there was this one case I saw in Daily Mail. This kind of confused me. There was a gentleman, the title of the article is he lost his child, while trying to escape. And the mother of the infant, their fiancé, their engaged, grabbed the baby, grabbed her daughter. She was shot in the leg and was able to make it out. But when she got out, she had to call him because he had already driven away. Now, you see some cases of human nature of, you know, what happened. I guess, you know, he left without his baby, fiance, daughter, and actually drove off. I mean, didn't even stand outside hoping they'd come out. I guess he drove off, but she had to call him on a cell phone saying, we made it out. Can you come back and pick us up? But then you saw other acts of heroism where people were pulling each other out. People were carrying each other out. People were trying to take care of each other's wounds, even though they didn't know if he was going to come out of the theater and start shooting. So you can't judge human nature. You can't predict. Many of us, we think we know what we would do. You know, I've had listeners email me saying, I have a CCW, I conceal carry. I would have stood up and I would have shot him. I think a lot of us feel that way, that carry. I think a lot of us feel that way. But stop for a second here. Remember, James Nichols threw tear gas in. Okay, I don't know if you've ever been hit with tear gas, but from what I understand, it makes you tear. You can't breathe. You can't look. You want to escape. You want to run. So if you can't see him, whether because he's, you know, hidden in the smoke or because you can't open your eyes, you know, you can't reimagine the situation thinking you could just stand up and take him out. I don't think it was that easy. You know, people are asking, wasn't anybody carrying in the theater at the time? Maybe. But again, if you don't have control over the situation, you don't think you have a clear shot, and you have people running all over the place, it might have not been as easy as people think to do. And yeah, people got the heck out of there. They fled. So when we come back from break, we're going to, you know, switch gears and just, you know, give you some of the medical headlines that happened this week. But, we're going to see a lot more on this. And unfortunately, we're going to see his ugly mug, just like we saw Jared Loeffner's. I got to tell you, can't even eat when I look at these people. They're definitely going to want to look into how somebody could buy 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. And all his weapons. From what I understand, he passed his FBI checks. And people are going to also wonder how you screen, how you can identify people like this. You know, what warning signs are there? And unfortunately, with computers, we have a more of a recluse and antisocial generation growing. Yeah. Even the Army's kind of worried that a lot of our youth are overweight and play video games so much that we won't have enough recruits by the time they're 18, because they're obese and antisocial. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, Richard from Overton, Nevada writes, Doctor, how do you prevent long-term post-traumatic stress disorder? What should they be doing with the survivors of the Theater 9 shooting? You're seeing in the wake of this horrible tragedy, many issues come up on our mental health system and how lacking it is and how we're not going to be able to help the survivors of what happened in rural Colorado and how lacking our mental health care system is and that we weren't able to screen somebody like James Holmes and pluck him out of society before he could do something so drastic. We're going to kind of talk about that. But, you know, how do you prevent post-traumatic stress disorder? I mean, first and foremost, avoid, you know, the trauma. I don't see how anybody who survived that isn't going to still be shaken up or have some sort of anxiety, insomnia, fear of movie theaters, fear of people in masks, fear of smoke or tear gas. I mean, this is extremely traumatizing. Look at your pets. You know, something spooks your pet. Most likely they're spooked by it, for a long time thereafter. That is your body's defense mechanism. All right. If your body incurred some major trauma, as a defense mechanism, your mind isn't going to want you to re-enter that, be involved in that position again. Like, for example, car accidents. You know, when I was in multiple car accidents, when I moved to L.A., I had been away from L.A. for so long and never learned how to drive in L.A. that when I moved to L.A., I was in multiple car accidents when I was trying to go to school at UCLA. I didn't want to get back into a car. I had like 3 car accidents in 4 months. And my husband was like, but you got to drive. I mean, you got to get to school. I'm like, I'll take the bus, but I am not getting back in a car. There is no way, I'll pass. And of course, you know, we had to do desensitization therapy and I was back in the car within a day, but I was really scared about driving on those freeways. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. And, that was my body's way of trying to prevent, me from getting into another accident. Also, I probably needed a couple, you know, driving courses. But I gotta say, those California highways, I'm still nervous. Even me now in my 40s driving. Unfortunately, with people who, you know, sustain a rape or, molestation or, a robbery or a shooting such as this, sometimes they can never recover. You need to institute therapy right away. And not just pills. I know a lot of times we'll go to the medications and sometimes you have to. I mean, if these people are shaking and crying and are in a complete, spiral because they just saw their friend shot or they saw children being killed and they escape with their lives. Yes, we're probably going to give them some anxiolytics. We're probably going to calm them down with some Valium, some Xanax, et cetera, maybe some antidepressants, to help them cope. But that's not good enough. You really need, some long-term therapy, whether it be psychotherapy, whether it be cognitive therapy, exposure therapy, many different types of therapies, behavioral therapy. But what these counselors should do if we have enough of them is to, you know, have these people not suppress it and, you know, repress what happened. They need to talk about it. Talk about why they were scared, why they were fearful. Do they feel empowered? What they think they would do, you know, next time around? Do they feel, they need to talk about their feelings. How do they feel about death? How do they feel about the people that got shot? They need to. And they're going to cry more and it's going to hurt more. But sometimes you need to cut to heal. You know, like we see with, ulcers and decubitus ulcers and dead tissue. Sometimes you got to cut out that dead tissue in order for new tissue to heal. You know, when they do these psychotherapy sessions or these cognitive therapy sessions, they're going to have to work through it. They may not be ready day one. They may not be ready day three, but they need to. And then probably the therapy later on would include, bringing them back into a theater, bringing them around masked people. I mean, this is frightening. We know AMC theaters, since this happened, said, all right, nobody's coming to the theater in a mask, in a cape, none of that. You could see Batman, that's fine, but nobody's dressing up. And for those of you that haven't heard how it happened, it was extremely frightening. This James Holmes, 24-year-old PhD student who was currently dropping out of the University of Colorado, known as an honor roll student, never really having to run in with the law except for an occasional traffic violation, complete sicko as far as I'm concerned. We're going to talk about that. I don't think the death penalty is good enough. I'd love to hear from you, you know, what should be done with people like this. You know, Jared Loughner, this James Holmes, you know, they get to probably get thrown into mental institutions with pretty grass and nurses feeding them and, I don't know, getting to play checkers. And no, he better not plead insanity on this one. If he is, he's too insane to be living in this society, and he shouldn't be here. I think the death penalty is too soft. All I have to do is go to sleep. No. It better be worse than that. So I want to ask you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, what should be done to this guy? I tell you. And I know I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to be talking about, you know, ways people should die. But, you know, why would he do this? Everyone's like, well, what was his motive? First, the guy was a loon, so he wouldn't have a logical motive to begin with, right? But, you know, number two, maybe some of these people, I mean, look at his mugshot. Look how smug he is. Just like Jared Loughner, who did the massacre in Tempe where Congresswoman Giffords was shot and multiple people were killed. They look smug. It's almost like they want to go down in history as being a villain. And they probably think the worst thing that's going to happen to them is the lethal injection, and they get to go to sleep, and it's over. Maybe it shouldn't happen that way. Maybe they should be having a life of miserable pain. I mean, we were trying to figure out what we could do. Rip out nose hairs on a daily basis. I'm trying to think. No sodomy. That's not nice. That's not good enough. I just think lethal injection. Too soft. One state does firing squad, but I still don't think that's not enough because they get killed instantly. Somebody like this, people need to know they have to pay. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Richard from Overton, Nevada writes, Doctor, how do you prevent long-term post-traumatic stress disorder? What should they be doing with the survivors of the Theater 9 shooting? You're seeing in the wake of this horrible tragedy, many issues come up on our mental health system and how lacking it is and how we're not going to be able to help the survivors of what happened in a rural Colorado and how lacking our mental health care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.